on, everybody, and welcome back to the Winner Circle. Okay, we are back for another recap of The Anonymous, the new show that is on USA Network, also on Peacock. Listen, I know we're in the midst of, you know, the Big Brother season's going on, but this show is captivating in every single way. It's entertaining with the drama. There's drama amongst the cast. People are lying. There's manipulation. There's people struggling. We're getting to the point in the game where you can tell that the game is now taking a toll on people mentally, which makes them slip up. You're invested in somebody. They're doing really well. Then all of a sudden the game starts getting to them and they can slip up and start doing things that they wouldn't have done in the past. And so this show gets better and better every single week because game intensifies every single week. We're going to be recapping week six episode, the sixth episode of the series. It's on Peacock. We're actually going to be doing another episode this week because episode seven is going to be dropping last night. So that we're going to be putting out another recap on that episode. I'm going to be kind of going over that. It's not looking good for my boy Xavier. But honestly, you never know. You just never know in this situation because people have individual games that they're trying to play, which is really what is so refreshing. Before we get into it, people, if you haven't done so already, make sure you are subscribing to the channel, turning on those notifications, okay? Leave a comment, and if you're listening on audio, leave a five-star review for your boy. We are back here every single week. We're recapping Big Brother. We're doing The Anonymous. We got stuff coming in the future down the pipe. Let's get active. The Winner Circle is cooking on all cylinders. We are cooking with oil right now, cooking with grease. I don't actually know what the right terminology is, but I like just saying stuff with confidence and then hearing people in the comments be like, dude, you're an idiot. That was wrong. Anyway, episode six of The Anonymous is out now, and we are seeing the game start to get to people. There are people that are kind of coasting by. It's starting to frustrate people. There are people that are not adding value in the competitions, which ultimately adds money into the pot for the winner. And that's frustrating people because there's some people that are just trying to play this game for themselves. Now, the one thing that I will say is probably the most entertaining component of this game is the fact that most people in the house are playing an individual game. It takes away the ability to like just generate and create an alliance and work with a group of people and win and keep them safe and help yourself get to the end, because there are going to be people that you're working with, and we go through this all the time. You know, for example, on Big Brother, there's people that you're working with on Big Brother that ultimately, as the game's going on, you're like, I don't know that I can beat this person, and so I want them out. But people don't act on it, because in Big Brother, you got to worry about doing it to their face. You know that you're going to blindside them, and that could cause repercussions in different ways. Whereas on The Anonymous, you are able to blindside and backstab people all the time when you have the Anonymous chat. So once the chat comes in, and now we've kind of gotten a little bit further into the game. Early on in the game, people were waiting. And people were nervous almost. They didn't want to hurt people's feelings. Now the game has gotten real. Everybody's struggling. Everybody's going through. Everybody's name has ultimately gotten thrown under the bus. So now they're playing with this like almost back against the wall mentality. And they're not afraid to go into the Anonymous chat and start firing on all cylinders. Everybody has completely let the shades come down and are letting the curtains come down and are hammering on all cylinders in the Anonymous chat. This week was really rough. I will say really rough for my boy Xavier. When I had an episode where I had Xavier on the Winner Circle, we talked about this and I kind of mentioned this to him. I was like, you know, at what point are they going to start just saying like, Xavier's too big of a threat. Xavier's dangerous. He's too good. He's played games before and he's too well-liked. You don't want people that are well-liked in the house, obviously for reasons where a winner is determined, and you don't want those people getting votes to be the winner. Xavier, not only is he likable, everybody knows he's intelligent. He's not just like a goof that is like really likable where people see him for who he is. He's an intellect. He's very intelligent. He's very rational. He's very strategic, and he's well-liked. Like those are just – that is such a threatening player to be – doing anything with. Whatever the show is, Xavier is always realistically going to be a threat because he's too smart. He's very athletic. He's very likable. And ultimately, I'm just kind of getting into a point now of just talking about how awesome Xavier is. Shout out to my boy X, because he really just is. He's an incredible gamer, but he's also a good dude. And people know that. People can tell that. They can tell he's genuine. They can tell he's a good dude. They can tell he's analytical. It's becoming known by the house, which is becoming a problem for X. So Xavier is in a position where most of the house now, even people that are working with him, are starting to be like, Xavier is too much of a problem now, and we probably should send him home. And so we're getting to the point where we get to the anonymous chat. Immediately, Dylan is no problem firing on all cylinders about Xavier, which it's understandable because Dylan wasn't the only one that was doing it. We had a lot of different people kind of exposing themselves. This is the first time also in an episode where you're starting to see people really catch on to the handles and who they actually are. Like early on, I feel like everybody was kind of blinded by the allure of this game and everybody is really nice to your face and you don't really know anybody's tendencies. And we're starting to notice that as this game is going on, maybe tendencies are starting to come out with people and things that they say in the house, and it's not aligning up to the chat. So now people are more locked into hearing things like that, because we're seeing Christopher is getting called out. Marcel is getting called out. Like, people are just not afraid to immediately call you out in the anonymous chat. And I got to say, Marcel being called out immediately in the anonymous chat for being him was pretty wild. And that people are kind of getting on point to that is really crazy. The other reason why I think Xavier is in trouble is because we heard this happening and the conversation started stirring up that women were going home at large. Like, women were going home back to back to back to back. And then we saw Wayne go home, but Wayne wasn't really even a threat. Wayne was just almost somebody that it felt like they were like, okay, we're sending a guy home this week no matter what. Jack kind of had to go along with it. He was the anonymous. And Wayne was just an easy person to send home. He really wasn't bringing anything to the game, right? Like, he wasn't like a shield, like an Xavier can be a shield. Maybe you keep someone like Xavier in the game because you know that that's a guarantee to go home if you're you're at risk. Because if you're at risk and someone like Xavier is at risk with you and that he doesn't get the anonymous, there's a good chance that that person will go home over you, which to me is why I feel like we're at a point in the game where they're not afraid to take that shot, but I can't help but feel like it's still super early. Like, for example, someone like Nina, she keeps vocalizing that Xavier is someone that she does want to work with, but someone that she feels like is threatening. And I don't necessarily know. Nobody knows really that Nina is who she is. We've started having conversations where Jack has kind of noticed it. He mentioned it to Xavier. He mentioned it to Chris. Chris is clueless. He doesn't know who that is. But Sandra is a legend. And if you know that that's Sandra's daughter, it could be a problem. Now, for me, if I was Nina, I would want to keep Xavier in the game because I haven't told anybody that that's my mom. If it just so happens to get figured out that that's my mom and people know that she's a huge threat, I would want someone like Xavier to be there to be a shield and be like, yeah, I mean, my mom is a threat, but like, you're going to go after me because my mom is this great player, but we're not going to go after Xavier. So for me, Nina should be really trying to keep Xavier in the game, and I feel like she's doing the opposite. Now, that's just how I feel. You know, realistically, Xavier is going to be somebody that you don't have to target. Like, someone like Nina, who's a gamer and strategic in my head, you know, you pick and choose your battles. Like, you go after the people that you don't think other people will view as a target. And like, that's how she should be thinking about this game. Like, who isn't going to be a target for other people? Because that person is the most dangerous person to me. That person's the most dangerous. Not someone like Xavier who, listen, like, don't get me wrong, I love X, but this was going to be a really difficult game for him to win. He's did the best that he could early on by vocalizing that he had played Big Brother before. He was a former winner. He has done just about everything he could have possibly done, and he's done it right. Like, I think every decision he's made has been the right decision. But I just feel like in these games, especially when you're playing a game where there's no other people from past shows, there's no other strategic people that can be used as a scapegoat. It's just a matter of time, right? It's only going to be a matter of time before it, you know, it starts kind of, the walls start closing in, and that's what we're seeing happening. So it's really tough, but I will say, commenting on Nina there, I would have worked a little bit harder to leave Xavier in the game. I would have deflected a little bit more, because also as you're deflecting in the anonymous mode to try to maybe get it off Xavier, you kind of are throwing everybody in a tailspin as to like, maybe that is Xavier. And it could be a way for you to work into getting the anonymous. So that's why I think Nina right now is she keeps missing it by a lot. I mean, based off of what Xavier told us here on the Winner's Circle, go check out the episode if you haven't done so already, is that the way that they're showing the people get X'd out of whether they're the anonymous or not is kind of showing you how far off they were. So the first person that was X'd out was Christopher. Everybody is talking about lipstick like it's Christopher. And Nina tends to be on the higher end of, or one of the earlier people that we see to not be getting the anonymous. So that to me is saying, okay, then Nina isn't doing a good job of hiding who she is. So I thought this was a really good opportunity for her to maybe deflect from Xavier and maybe try to get people off the scent of like who her handle is. And so I thought it was a missed opportunity on her end. I'd be very eager, and I'm definitely going to try. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to try to have Nina on the podcast, because I would be very eager to hear her line of thinking. And quite frankly, I'm just more interested in hearing what people that are on the show are saying about what it's like being there. Because right, this is like the first time I'm really, you know, I mentioned this about Survivor, but it really is difficult for me as a viewer to watch these and really get that full grasp. And I would say this about Big Brother all the time, and you know, even Traitors as well, which I can't wait to cover the new season of Traitors. It's hard to speculate what it's like in the house just as an outside viewer, where we have all the information. We inherently, it's impossible to view this objectively because we're hearing everything. We're hearing how everybody feels. We're hearing everybody's strategy. So it's easy. It's very easy as a viewer to say, this is what you should do. This is how I should do it. This is what's going on. But I tend to watch these games like in the gamer mentality. Because, you know, I've played games with these components, right? Like the Traitors is the closest thing that I've ever played to something like this, because there wasn't an anonymous chat per se on Traitors, but I was a traitor. So I had that anonymity. There we go. I knew I was going to get that out. Some of you on there were like, I bet you some of you rolled your eyes there. And you were like, oh, this kid's so dumb. Anonymity. I was going to get that out. No big deal. So I had that component on the Traitors, and so I kind of get this strategy of like playing the game anonymous, but also having to play to people's faces. And what I will say is there's one person that I noticed is kind of going through what I did on the Traitors, and that's Jack. So Jack seems to – I can just tell by his face. Like when I watched the Traitors back after I was on the show, I watched and noticed that there was a demeanor change in me. And that's kind of when you could tell I was making not smart decisions, because the game was taking a mental toll on me. And so it was making me do things that normally I wouldn't do. Like if I was making the logical decision, there was a lot of things I wouldn't have done. For example, when I was on the Traitors, I would have never in a million years said anything to Kyle, because what I said in that moment was just stupid. I should have never said it, and I never do shit like that. But when the mental tax starts hitting and you start to struggle about how you're making people feel personally, are they going to be mad at me for what I'm doing behind the scenes? Are they going to be able to watch this back and understand that it's a game and not personal, and it's not how I personally feel? And when you start having those thoughts, that's what Jack vocalized in this episode. And when stuff like that is happening, you are going to slip up in some way, because you're not fully engulfed in the game. Because if you're fully engulfed in the game, you play this game like somebody who doesn't have heart. You don't care about how people feel. You're going to deal with them after the fact. And I can say that because there was differences in me, right? When I was on Big Brother 16, I played a lot with my heart, not with my head. When I was on All Stars, I played only with my head. There was no heart involved. It was only my head. Whatever my head was telling me, that's what I was doing. When I went on the Traders, I was playing with my heart. It was bothering me how everybody was feeling. It was bothering me how people were vocalizing about the Traders. And those might be some of the things that were not seeing on the episodes that could be starting to take a mental toll on Jack, which kind of stinks because I think Jack is a great player. I think he's really, really good at this game. And so he's another one. I can't wait to talk to him about this show and get him on here on the podcast to just kind of pick his brains. Marcel is another one that I really am looking forward to talking to. And please leave a comment down below. I want to know who you would be the most interested in. So I've kind of mentioned, like, I want to talk to Nina. I want to talk to Jack. I want to talk to Marcel. Who would you be most interested in me interviewing from the anonymous? For those of you that are watching, right? For those of you that are watching the show and you're following along and you're invested in it, comment down below as to who you want me to interview the most. And that'll be who I interview next. I will reach out, I will get them on the podcast, and that'll be the next person from the show that I interview. So we get to the end, the anonymous chat pops off. Xavier is in a lot of trouble. A lot of people vote to have him at risk. And so now Xavier's at risk. We have Lily at risk. We have Nina at risk. We have Dylan at risk. And so we're starting to see the walls close in on Xavier a little bit. And then the episode ends with Xavier and Dylan being the last two that are at risk. And we find out who the anonymous ultimately eliminated from the game. The two people that are left that could potentially be the anonymous are Lily and Victoria, who both feel completely different about who they would target, which is the really unique component of this game. Because when you're the anonymous, you get to make decisions that are best for you. You don't have to just go with what's good for the house. You don't have to just go with what's good for the people that you're working with. You make your decisions based off of what is going to benefit you in the game. And we have Xavier and Dylan left at risk, and we have Victoria and Lily who could potentially be the anonymous. And so clearly, if Victoria gets the anonymous, she's most likely going to go after Dylan. And if Lily gets the anonymous, she's most likely going to go after X. So they leave us on a cliffhanger. And quite frankly, I think it could go either way. I feel like Dylan is dangerous because he's very likable and nobody views him as a threat. And that's why Victoria feels like he's dangerous. Like, Dylan is somebody that I would eliminate, because I would keep an Xavier in the game, because an Xavier can shield me. Xavier could be the person that stays at risk with me that would ultimately get voted out over me. Whereas I feel like if I'm at risk and I'm next to a Dylan, I'm going home. I'm in trouble. My game is going to be more at risk against Dylan than against Xavier, just because of the background that Xavier has. Now, people aren't thinking in terms of that, where I would be thinking, I'd be like, Dylan is the, even though Xavier is a dangerous player strategically, Dylan, it's not like Dylan's not strategic. It's not like Dylan's not likable. Dylan, the only knock really on Dylan is that he's not playing this game to add money into the pot. And it's not really that he's not trying to. He didn't have to be at risk this week. He chose to have good faith and let Marcel be safe for the week and leave himself at risk. Like, that is kind of a selfless move. That is dangerous. That's likable. That makes people like him. Like, I don't want that person in the house. So for me, everything would point to Dylan going home, because he is easily one of the most dangerous players in this game. To me, that's how I feel, because when players are like him that are really likable, you don't want them to be, you ultimately want to go about this game and be at and leave people in the game that if you're at risk next to them, your chances of going home decrease. Not people that if you're at risk next to them, the chances of you going home increases. And so to me, that's why I would keep an Xavier in the game. That's why I would send a Dylan home. Let me know what you guys think down in the comments. Who do you think is going to be going? I feel like we're going to be watching episode 7 on USA Network tonight, and it's going to be coming out and it's going to be exciting. I really hope, also for, you know, personal reasons, because I love Xavier, I want to see him continue to do well and keep going in this game. But it just feels like the walls are closing in. It doesn't feel like people are going to leave a big player in the game unless Victoria gets this anonymous and she goes the route that I'm talking about and sends home someone that's more of a threat to her game personally. Because Xavier is easy. She'll stay over Xavier. Dylan is not. She could go home over Dylan. So I think it's really good what Victoria's doing. And so I'm eager to see who gets the anonymous, because they're both also, Lily and Victoria are doing a really good job in the anonymous chat, which that chat becomes more and more difficult. And you have to be even more strategic as the players start to decrease, because now people are finding out who the handles are and what handles. And so they can reevaluate and be like, okay, I was off on that one. Now maybe I need to adjust, because maybe it's another person who I was being blinded by. And so as the handles start getting revealed, it becomes even harder to remain anonymous in the chat. And so you want to keep people, again, who are easily known who they are in the chat, because those people aren't going to be getting the anonymous. You want to keep people in the game that everybody seems to know who they are in the chat. And you want to keep people in the game that are going to be bigger threats than you are. And so that's going to be my strategic analysis of the anonymous, how I would go about it. I've been trying to come up with this because I'm like, this show is really complex. It's not just a simple show. It's like X's and O's. Win a competition, create an alliance, get numbers, you're safe. It's not how you can win this game. It's just really not how you would win this game. And it's really difficult for me because I would be in an Xavier situation. I'd go in, I'd be safe for a little bit, and then everybody would target me. So I'm trying to think how I would play it if I was not an Xavier, not somebody that has played a reality show in the past. And if I'm someone like Nina, that's how I would play, because they're not going to pinpoint her as a gamer, because they may not even know that she played Survivor in another country. So people may not even notice that. They'll just immediately think of her as, oh, Sandra's daughter, she's a threat. So you need people like Xavier in the house. So that's how I feel about it. That's episode 6 recap. Make sure, if you aren't, subscribe to the channel, turn on those notifications, and watch along here. I appreciate everybody joining here on the Winner's Circle, recapping the Anonymous and Big Brother back to back. I'm all over the place this season. I'm doing shows left and right, but I really love it. And I really appreciate all the comments. I really appreciate all the love and all the feedback that I'm getting. I love going through, you know, when I have a minute after work, going through the comments and just hearing you all weigh in on what you think of my takes, giving me your own takes. Cause I got to tell you, I've never really interacted with people that are watching the show like this. And it's really nice and refreshing to hear different takes and give me different perspective. And honestly, if I go on another show, it'll actually really help me. But I probably won't. But you just never know. You just never know. So I appreciate you all joining me here on the Winner's Circle. Make sure you are subscribing to the channel. Leave a 5-star review if you're listening on audio. And I will see you next time.